You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Oh, Off the newest CD by jazz drum legend Peter Erskine with the Dr. Band. That's the 2018 recording called On Call, and that was the song If So Then, as we kick off this new hour of Neon Jazz. So this double album, the third of its incarnation with this band, features keyboardist and arranger John Beasley, saxophonist Bob Shepard, and bass phenom Benjamin Shepard. So the Dr. Band realizes the music potential of fusion and completes a picture that was drawn together by the great Wayne Shorter that began painting over 50 years ago. And as this album revisits the old days of the Weather Report, we caught up during a recent interview with Peter, and he said that was definitely a part of the legacy, and he also talked about capturing the moment.
I think what it is, Joe, is that you sometimes have a much better chance of being able to, you know, capture the essence of something if you don't try too hard. And whenever I've heard tributes or imitations, they sound like imitations, kind of. And imitations often just capture the more surface aspects of something.
So Peter has been playing the drums since he was four and is well-versed not only in jazz, but all over the musical universe of playing. He has appeared on over 700 albums and film scores. He has won two Grammy Awards, and in 1992, he got the honorary doctorate from the Berklee School of Music. So along with being a prolific producer and a great teacher, he has his own label called Fuzzy Music, and he's an active author with several books to his credit. And he is keeping modern by developing apps to teach the world how to play music, and good for him. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves drummers, the home of Tommy Ruskin, Brian Stever, and the great Todd Strait, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to open the jazz door just a little bit more for you. So speaking of Weather Report, as we go into the tune Rockin' in Rhythm off the 2013 Essential CD, let's have a listen to Peter talk about it.
It's reminiscent a bit of a couple Weather Report albums I did, in great part because those were combinations of studio and live performances. Even the artwork, I think I let the spirit take me to a place that kind of recalls a little bit of Heavy Weather or Night Passage, two Weather Report albums of some note. And the band has just reached a level of musical understanding. So we, without even trying to sound like Weather Report, we can kind of sound more like that band than anything else I've heard. We'll be right back. gang. This is Peter Erskine, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was a trumpet player that has been performing as an active musician, author, clinician, composer, and educator for quite some time. That was the great Jason Klobnak, joined by his quartet with the tune Miss Terry off the 2018 CD Friends and Family. This CD is made up of a high-caliber set of musicians known for their professionalism and their versatility. Based in Denver, Colorado, they perform originals with that Hammond B3 organ-centered rhythm section, and then they blend hard bop, soul, gospel, and other world rhythms to create a very good jazz experience. From the master band leader and drummer Art Blakey, let's hear Hank's Symphony. And as we do, let's listen to the great Peter Erskine once again talk about art and the future of kids and jazz.
The only thing I regret is that young jazz musicians today won't have that chance to sit in front of Art Blakey's drum set while he's playing it and to feel what that felt like.
This is Ken Teplowski, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, some of the greatest sounds you will ever hear. Thank you.
That was the great clarinetist and saxophonist, a friend of the show, the great Ken Paplowski, with the 2018 tune All I Need Is the Girl off his latest CD called Sunrise, the Ken Big Band. So by the time Ken was in his early teens, he was experimenting with jazz, playing with school stage bands, and also jamming with many of the local jazz musicians. After a year of college, Ken joined the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra. That led to meeting Sonny Stitt while on the road with the Dorsey Band and studying with them. And since then, as they say, the rest is history. From the great Italian pianist Stefano Travellini, we give you the 2018 tune The Importance of Fishing off his latest release, Ellipse, as the importance of jazz marches on. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Stefano Travaglini, coming to you from Italy, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe out of Kansas City. Enjoy the jazz. Thank you.
That was Toronto native saxophonist, composer, and bandleader Andrew Rathbun, joined by his large ensemble with the tune Two Islands, Two, off his 2018 CD, The Atwood Suites. Rooted in the improvisational legacy of post-bop jazz, his music is also informed by classical composition. His works include song cycles, suites, and chamber and orchestral pieces for a wide range of outfits. One of his biggest inspirations is poetry, and this CD is a testament to that notion. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about finding the way.
Overall, I think that idea of finding your own way, finding your own voice, really trying to be original is the whole reason why jazz exists, really. I mean, it's an underpinning, you know, conceit of the music that sometimes gets a little lost. Like, there's a lot of, you know, people who are just interested in recreation and readdressing the same idioms and the same styles over and over and over again, rather than, oh, well, where can we take this? And every jazz master was an innovator, not a stylist.
Headquartered in Kansas City during the 20s and 30s, this is George E. Lee and his orchestra with the tune The Paseo Strut as this jazz dance continues.
Hey, this is saxophonist Andrew Rathbun. Thanks for listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was the Carl Michael Group, led by Carl Michael on guitar, with the tune Circle Dance, circa 2018. It also features Gerald Cleaver on drums, Michael Gray on alto sax, and Tim Flood on the bass. Together, they make some great jazz music together. From the Minneapolis jazz trio known as the Bad Plus, this is a catchy cool tune called Film, circa 2003, off the CD These Are the Vistas, as this tide moves forward here on the show. Again, that was the Bad Plus with a bit of that jazz hypnotism with the tune Film. And our final offering on this hour of jazz comes from the great pianist Hampton Haas. This is the tune The Sermon, and here's my two cents. I'm a big Hampton Inn Hotel fan, and I believe the only way one should be ushered in and out of that establishment is by hearing Hampton Haas. It makes complete sense to me. So it's with that, we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat with some serious street jazz credit, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We dig you out there in Radioland. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Jazz.